This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Cannabidiol, or CBD oil, has presented countless business opportunities and helped relieve seizures in children with a rare form of epilepsy. But Wisconsin's approval of the substance in 2014 has also opened up a can of worms. As Shemaine Mills reports, this creates a dilemma for agencies which oversee the substance and researchers who are studying it.
So what this is called is a vortexer. So it's a way of actually mixing things by spinning them really fast. So
Cecilia Hillard is a professor of pharmacology at the Medical College of Wisconsin. As she washes a laboratory beaker, she explains how she studied the anti-inflammatory properties of CBD, a marijuana extract that doesn't get people high.
It clearly reduces the response of the body to inflammation, and I do think that this is one of the more promising effects of CBD. We've been studying it a little bit in some other things that haven't shown much effect. We've looked at it in animal models of pain, and it has not been very effective.
But don't tell that to Ryan Barnes.
I'm all for it. CBD has been a life changer not only for me, but for a lot of other people I know.
Barnes recalls how he used to take prescription medication to control anxiety while in college, trying to juggle studies and work at the same time.
The stress is real.
But how effective is the cure? It depends on what condition you're trying to alleviate. Hillard says a study from Germany suggests that CBD may be a good treatment for schizophrenia. Research in New York indicates it might help prevent cravings in heroin addicts. But other uses?
It's hard to really recommend it because we have not been able to do placebo-controlled studies in human beings. So you get concerned that there's a lot of expectation, particularly for things like sleep or anxiety, where the end point can be quite subjective.
Hillard laments that CBD oil is being used in ways that may not help or could even hurt people. For example, she notes it's being used by parents to treat ADHD and autism in children. Pregnant women are taking it to treat nausea and pain. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has advised against using cannabis and its more straight-laced cousin, CBD, while pregnant. The agency has also issued warning letters to companies making claims about CBD, which the government says are not substantiated.
Consumers should know that CBD products that are on the market today have not received FDA review or approval.
That's Patricia Kelmar, Director of Health Policy for the National Consumers League. The group says sales of unregulated products are soaring and more needs to be done to ensure people and pets are safe.
Show you around.
I recently visited a CBD store near the UW-Madison campus called the Green Barn Door. Sure enough, they're banking on at least some of their customer base being canines.
So this is our pet section over here, and the bowl is just, you know, in case people want to walk in with their furry little friend. And yeah, we got drops, we got pet treats, we got, you know, sprays you can put on their food.
Ryan Barnes not only uses CBD, he oversees sales for the Green Barn Door, and they sell pretty much anything you can imagine, only with CBD oil in it.
Is that really caramel sauce with CBD oil?
Yeah, just in time for the holidays.
Any chocolate here?
Like other retailers selling CBD, they hope sales will continue to grow.
Hey, will that be all for you?
As over-the-counter purchases of CBD rise, researchers like Hillard would like to see more regulation. Without it, she says, the potential of CBD as a proven drug may never be realized beyond controlling seizures in kids. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.